Well, we made progress on the Farm Bill. Last Thursday, the U.S. House of Representatives Rules Committee approved a provision that would relink the commodity section in the nutrition bill in the House of Representatives. Already, the food stamp bill and the commodities bill are together on the Senate Farm Bill. On Saturday, the House approved that measure by 226 to 191, and that action should pave the way for the Farm Bill to be maybe completed this year. Obviously, the Farm Bill discussions will not be completed by September the 30th. Everyone is encouraging the House leadership to appoint their conferees so the process of conferencing the Senate and House Farm Bills can begin. USDA has announced this week that the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Contract is requiring a reduction in payments called a sequester, and therefore the 2013 Direct Countercyclical Payment and ACRE programs, their direct payments will be sequestered. What percentage that will be is not known as of yet. County FSA offices have been notified, and payments will be processed on or about October the 4th and should be ready to be signed and go into the mail on October the 7th. There's no ACRE payments in the Southeast. That program did not fit any needs. However, direct payments on peanut base is $36 per ton. The exact percentage of the reduction caused by the sequester was not announced. Of course, no countercyclical payments on peanuts are expected because the average price stayed above that target price in the bill of $495 per ton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.